Not for me.
Coming up next to the stage, this is Mr. James Gordon.
I don't have a podcast, sorry.
That's okay.
I have a... If you like murder mysteries, I currently have written the number one book of murder mysteries in the UK, US, Japan, India, and it's number two in Australia, and I'll call it Warmest Winter. It's set here in Chicago. It's pretty intense. And what you do with a murder mystery, you just tell that and you don't tell shit else. My brother is the most reasonable person I have ever met. Every idea, everything he says is measured and it makes sense. So when he said, bro, I've answered a Craigslist ad for free cabinets, I didn't think anything of it. It's my brother. He says, hey, we have to go to Beverly. Now, for those of you who are unfamiliar, you watch too much of the news, all of the South Side is not like the Wild Wild West, okay? There's a certain section called Beverly, middle, upper middle class. It's rests between Ashland and Weston, Great Homes, so on and so forth. So he says, hey, we have to go to Oakley, 93rd and Oakley. I said, oh, cool, no problems. We go, we get our buddy Sandy. We figure, hey, we're going to go drive, pick up the cabinets and get chicken and beer. I know that's stereotypical, but it's just what we like to do and eat.
Yeah, it is.
So we go, we get to the guy's house, and the guy pulls a surprise on us. He says, hey, man, I not only have cabinets, I have a refrigerator, and I have a stove, because I got brand new ones coming, and these were basically brand new. So I said, oh, man, we got to get a truck to bring this back. We'll come back for those tomorrow. We'll just get a U-Haul, no problem. We go back to my buddy Sandy's car. He goes to hit his alarm. Nothing. He hits it again. Nothing. Three more times, still nothing. He says, man, I guess the battery ran down. I said, dude, what are you doing? Were you standing outside all night going, boop, 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 to the battery in the remote doesn't run down like that. You're usually one again, and you're done. Jackass. I said, okay, we're going to go to Murray's. It's something else. It's O'Reilly's or something now, but it was still Murray's. So we're going to walk down Western, Main Street, middle of the day. My phone rings. It's the girlfriend. We've only been seeing each other 3 weeks, so you know how it is when you're seeing someone in that first time, that first month. Everything is fucking wonderful. Her hello sounds like Celine Dion singing some that she would do in Vegas. It's beautiful. Caressing my ears and everything she says. Oh, my God, she chuckles at everything. Every joke, even the worst ones, she's laughing at. And this is how our phone conversation is. So I lag behind my brother and my friend Sandy. They go into Murray's, nothing. They said, we got to go to Radio Shack. It's only two more blocks up on 95th. No problem. We're still talking on the phone, the girlfriend and I. When all of a sudden I look and see my brother and Sandy up against a squad car. I stop in the middle of my conversation. I said, love, hold on a second, please. Just hold on. My brother, being cognizant, looks over me and says, with his head. So I keep walking like I'm talking on the phone, but a voice says, hey. My name's not Hey, so I don't stop. Hey, you. Still, first and last name, not Hey, you. I don't stop. Hey, you, stop. Still. None of those names match any of the names my mom gave me when I was born. I don't stop. I keep going until three squad cars, two detective cars, two Yukons, and a fucking helicopter fly over top of us. They say, you stop right there, guns. I'm still on the phone. I'm like, okay, sure, so on. They said, what'd you just, hands up. So I put my phone, I'm still on the phone. Phone's still on. Put my hands up. They're getting ready to search me. I said, I invoke my right not to be searched. They say, fuck that. They search anyway. The one guy, he's starting to pull down my jaw. I have a jogging suit, hood, and pants on. He pulls down. I say, dude, stop, man. I don't know if that's your thing. It's not mine. Stop. He says, well, you people sag anyway. It shouldn't be a problem. So I said, because I'm a bit greasy. And if you don't know what greasy means, I'm a bit of a smart aleck. So I said, motherfucker, do you see a belt? That's not sagging. He's a jogging pants. They're supposed to sag. It's something that they're tight. Stop. The detective who's in front of me says, hey, big guy, calm down. I said, I'm calm. You guys seem to have a problem. What's all this for? What are you stopping us? So we'll ask the questions. the guy who was trying to fill me up. I'm calm, trying to remain as calm as possible, but there are guns on me, drawn. I have no weapons, I have no drugs, I haven't done anything wrong. I can recollect. Not today, not that day. I might have done some shit and if it caught up with me, then fine, you got me. But no. It happens. We've all done shit, right? Right? Everybody's done some shit. They got away with it, like, yeah, yeah. And then some Criminal Minds unsub type shit comes up. We knew it was you. No, that wasn't it. No. So I got my hands up and the guy says, hey, he says, okay, put your hands down. You got an ID, I give my ID. They run that. I got nothing. I got nothing. No traffic tickets, nothing. He said, you know why you stopped it? You know why we stopped you? I said, yeah, because we three guys black in an affluent neighborhood. The guy tried to fill me up, says, well, at least you know why we stopped you, motherfucker. I said, at least you're honest. And so he says, oh, you're a bit of a smart ass. I said, yeah, I got a master's and a bachelor's degree. I guess I am kind of smart, huh? I said something else. I edited that part. I said something else. I edited that part. I said, and I didn't want to repeat that shit. So they had us there. They kept us there for like 20 minutes, running us through, checking on everything, found nothing. Wrote us citations for disturbing the peace or some shit. Something. It was something else. When you're making, it's too many of us together. It was three or more of us. We were mob action. Mob action.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So the last person is in the Yukon, lady detective. She says, hey, watch yourself from now on. Make sure you go where you're supposed to go and you won't have any more problems. Detective car's gone. Police cars, helicopter went off. Yukon, lady handed us our citations, went on our way. We went to Radio Shack and picked up the battery for my buddy Sandy's remote. Got back to it, boop, boop, worked fine. We still went and got chicken and beer. And I said to my brother, who I love dearly, who's my best friend in the world, the next time you say you want to answer a Craigslist ad, I'm not going. Thank you.
What was the name of your book, man? James, what's that book?
Longest Winter.
Longest Winter.
Warmest,
Warmest Winter. Yeah. Get that shit.